This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Dennis Prager recently put together a brief guide to leftist destruction and provided 16 examples. He probably calls it a brief guide because he could come up with even more examples. He has said on numerous occasions that everything the left touches, it ruins. It became clear to him years ago while talking about the left's war on the Boy Scouts. Then he wondered if the left would replace the Boy Scouts with a left-wing Boy Scouts. He concluded that they would not because the left only destroys. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, he does make a distinction between the left and liberalism. The two are very different, as illustrated by so many liberal voices these days being criticized by the left. The left has ruined the arts. He acknowledges that long ago the left conquered the arts. Consequently, since the 20th century, most modern art has been ugly, meaningless, and nihilistic. As a part-time conductor, he also criticizes contemporary classical music. Two obvious examples of leftist destruction would be journalism and education. Journalists used to provide facts about the news, but now are obviously advancing an agenda through opinion presented as journalism. Universities used to be devoted to seeking truth. He laments that virtually every left-wing idea was born at a university. He goes into detail, talking about how the left has destroyed the family, childhood, public schools, and race relations. What has been a surprise in the last few years is how leftist ideas have made their way into sports, late-night television, and even the military. Perhaps the greatest concern is the destruction of free speech. Everywhere the left has gained power, it has suppressed free speech. This is a sad list of leftist destruction in the Western world. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.